What's going on, fam? We're making another one because, motherfucker, I made one. It was actually really good. And then for some reason, like, it just uploaded somewhere differently. And I've been trying to fucking make it work for 30 minutes. And I'm about to throw my phone. Nah, I'll never throw my phone, but it's aggravating as a motherfucker. But here we go. Here we go, round two. And the topic is this. Don't look for comfort when what you need is strength. Whatever you're going through now, like me personally going through some like emotional, you know, when you like someone, shit doesn't go your way, you know, and you just get these emotions. And ultimately, whatever you're going through right now, emotionally, if you're going through it physically, work, relationships, spirituality, not knowing what to do, what's your next move? Look, the last thing you want to do is just turn to things that are going to make what you're going through lessen the pain. You see, what you need right now is the strength to continue. What I need right now is the strength to continue moving forward. I'm not going to do things that make me feel comfortable, because when we do that, we get weak. If I were to not wake up at 3, start on my and let me just sleep, I become weaker. If I decide not to work out like I have been consistently every day, I get weaker. If I decide to eat way more food than I would normally do, I get weaker. When right now, I need strength. I need to be strong. I need to keep pushing forward. Even if things didn't go the way I wanted them to go, and I'm feeling whatever these feelings are, whether it be like hurt, you know, and that could be like, you can be hurting right now because of you're going to the gym. You might be sore as fuck, man. You might be stressed out with work. You might be conflicted in your relationship, or you might feel hurt that you're not with someone, you know. Whatever it might be, taking the path of least resistance is not going to help you out. It's not going to make you stronger. It's not going to give you the strength you need to keep pushing. You're not going to come out on the other side and be like, man, I'm so happy I ate way more food. I'm so happy I drank. I'm so happy I decided to sleep in. I'm so happy I decided to take it easier because I just wasn't feeling like it. No. You're going to feel so much more proud of yourself when you decided to still keep pushing, restrain yourself. Remember, strength is built through restraint. You're going to be way more proud of yourself when you restrain yourself from all the vices that do not make you better when things were not feeling good. You see, the only way that we grow is through pain and suffering. And so the pain that you're feeling now, and I like to say, like, if you feel weird, that weird feeling is you just feel discomfort, man. You don't feel good. But nobody got better feeling good. Nobody. And so as we keep pushing forward, I'm all about pushing forward. I'm not about regressing, okay? Pleasure sometimes can be regressing, you know, depending on what you're doing. I was finally learning to find some balance in what I was doing, you know, by seeing somebody, because I work all the time. And I was finding some balance, you know, and it felt good. And in that sense, it was pleasure. But in that sense, it wasn't regression, because I was balancing another part of my life that I obviously believe is important. But, you know, didn't go my way. And that's the painful part. And so, what do? We strengthen ourselves. And just because it didn't go my way doesn't mean it's not going God's way. And so for you right now, progression is life. Progression is happiness. Everything in life, I truly believe, is preparing us for what we're going to get. Because if we're not prepared and we don't have the tools and habits to keep what we want, then it's a waste. Then you just let the opportunity slip between your fingers. And again, look, motherfucker, I love you, and I'm just still trying to figure this shit out day by day. I'm trying to figure out life day by day, and I know two important things, and these two important things I have, and that is discipline and self-control, okay? And I know those are the key factors to success in life, because I'm on my way there. And just because things do not go our way, does not mean it's not going God's way. But this time between when it's not going our way and before it goes our way is so crucial. Are you going to take back steps? Are you going to make yourself worse? Or are you going to make yourself better? And I'm telling you right now, take the path of most resistance. Take the hardest path. Tighten up on your diet. Work out more. Work more. Make your money. Keep constructing that vision that you have for your life. Keep telling yourself, I'm going to keep pushing forward because this is teaching me. I'm going to be more proud of myself. And that's what I tell myself. I'm like, you know what? You keep motherfucking going, bro. You keep going. You keep showing up. Because this is where your character's developed. So things didn't go your way. Who gives a fuck? If you know you're doing everything that's right, that's how you got to look at it. If you know you're doing everything that's right, and you're not costing yourself all this karmic debt, and you got to realize that, you got to be real with yourself. How are you actually behaving? Are you behaving in a matter of, are you building karmic debt? Are you treating people like shit? Are you rude? Are you being a dickhead? Are you cheating on your diet? Are you not really working out? Then, you know, don't blame the circumstance. Oh, don't blame all, shit's not going my way. Oh shit, maybe you might be paying some karmic debt. You might be fucking yourself with everything you're fucking doing. So you gotta be real with yourself. I know for a fact, I'm doing everything I need to be doing. For a fact, I'll fucking put that on my life. I'm not smoking, I'm not drinking, I'm not lusting, I'm not eating shitty food. I'm waking up. So you have to also fact check yourself and be real with yourself. Are you doing everything right? Or is there something that you're doing that's wrong that you know in the back of your head it's not the right thing to do? Fix that. That might be the area you need to fix before you start getting what you actually want. Always check yourself and be honest. Am I causing things not to go my way because of my conduct? Are things actually working out because I know I'm doing everything in my power to be the best that I can be and I'm not bullshitting myself? Okay? Remember that. Take that with you today. Be honest. Make it work. And if you are doing everything you could be doing, stay strong. It's just a part of your life. Much love.